Kraftwerk Home Computer. ~75% of the American public anticipating that when it comes to driverless vehicles, that development will help the elderly and the disabled live more independent lives. That's a good thing. They can get around from point A to point B. How many of you have, you know, kind of had your hearts ache from time to time as you've thought about one of your parents or both of your parents, a grandparent, both grandparents, a beloved aunt, uncle, who was basically confined to the house unless someone could pick them up and take them where they wanted to go? And you're thinking, wow, okay, now I can see this. The elderly have something going on and they're not able to get around the way they want to. You know, some people are perfectly satisfied spending the vast majority of the time in the house. Not that big a deal. They only need to get out every once in a while to go here or go there. Of course, it's good to be able to eat. And so, of course, a lot of times that means grocery shopping. And right now we're not at a point yet where delivery service of groceries, things like that, is huge. And so that can be a challenge, especially for the poor. Can you imagine if a person can afford it, though? Driverless vehicles and our elderly loved ones can get in that vehicle and let the vehicle do the driving. The disabled, who may or may not be elderly, less trapped, less dependent upon other people to get them where they need to go. 75% of the public expects that development to help the elderly and the disabled. Driverless vehicles. 81% expect that many people who drive for a living will suffer job losses as a result. Where should it stop? Driverless vehicles. Okay, we know we have our automobiles, our personal automobiles, making those driverless. How about the trucks that are on the road transporting goods, products from point A to point B to point C? Should all of those have humans only, or should we begin to see driverless 18-wheelers? How about buses? School buses, city buses, tour buses? Human drivers or driverless? People losing jobs. 39% expect that the number of people killed or injured in traffic accidents will decrease if driverless vehicles become widespread. 39%. Now, that would be good if we have fewer automobile accidents, and especially related to that, fewer deaths. That would be a good thing. I don't think we should jump the gun and just conclude, regardless of what the people in the industry say, that accidents will definitely go down because the vehicles become driven by automation instead of driven by humans. 39% expect, though, that the number of people killed or injured in traffic accidents will decrease. 30% think that autonomous vehicles will make the roads less safe for humans. What do you think? I know some of you are thinking, wait a minute, I'll tell you what I'm thinking. I'm thinking about iRobot. When the character that Will Smith played literally lost control of the vehicle because the artificial intelligence took over the control of the vehicle. Is that possible in real life, or does that only happen in the movies? 70% of Americans anticipate that robot caregivers would help alleviate the burden of caring for aging relatives. But 64% expect that these technologies would increase feelings of isolation for the older adults in their care. I want to ask you again. Let's just say you're going to your favorite restaurant. Or let's just say one of your favorite restaurants. Maybe you have three restaurants out of the 15 or 20 that you visited in the last 2 or 3 years. Three of them are really your favorite. And let's say you've been going to this one restaurant, the one that is almost certainly at the top of the list. Out of the top three, this is the one that's numero uno. And you've been going there for years, and you've been just amazed at the food, real pleased with the service, because, I mean, they take care of you. They know your name, and the way they look at you when they talk to you, you get the impression that they really care about you as a person. And it's not just that they want to make a good impression so that you'll tip well and keep coming back, etc. You get the impression that they really care about you as a human being. And you care about them as human beings. And time after time, you go to your restaurants, you're getting good food, you've only been disappointed a few times out of many that you've frequented the place. And one day, you go to your favorite restaurant and there's no human being at the greeter podium. You know the person, you know, looks kind of strange, but you try not to stare. The person talks to you, finds out how many in the party, and gets an idea of where you'd like to sit. Okay, follow me. And she leads you to the place, to your table. And as she's walking away, you and your guests look at each other and say, something strange about her. What was going on? And then you figure it out. The person who took you to the table, it's not human. And so you look forward to having one of the ladies you've been seeing or one of the men you've been seeing over the last year come to take your order. No familiar faces. You're looking around at the various waiters and waitresses, no familiar faces. You're finally having your order taken. Someone comes to take your order. They bring you your drinks first, and you're looking at each other, and you say, something strange about that person. Turns out, one of your favorite restaurants is now almost fully staffed by Hubots. The artificial intelligence inside of human-looking bodies. Would it make a difference in how you felt on the inside? What would your brain be going through as if you realized you were no longer truly talking with flesh and blood with a soul, but you're talking to artificial intelligence covered by synthetic materials? How would that impact your restaurant experience? Would you like it? Would you say, hey, as long as they don't mess up my order, I'm good? Would you feel a little let down having to interact with artificial intelligence inside of a human-looking body, a human-looking body? So how do we suppose our elderly loved ones would consider their experience being cared for by artificial intelligence inside of a human-looking body? No longer flesh and blood with the soul, but artificial intelligence inside of a human-looking body, synthetic material. Think your loved one would, your elderly loved one would like that experience as long as the care being given was good care? My guess is the Hubot wouldn't run out of energy anytime soon. They'd probably outlast a lot of us, and that would mean less wear and tear on those of us who are humans who are providing care for for our disabled loved ones, our elderly loved ones. What do you think, ladies and gentlemen? How would it turn out? Would they like that experience? How about your loved one? That's really where I want you to go with this. How about your loved one? Your elderly loved one. Now, I'm not saying that they would hate it. I'm not saying they would love it. I'm asking you, based on what you know about your elderly loved one, how would they respond to that?